A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm Dan Hudson. I'm non-gay. He's James Barr. He's gay. Don't forget you can support us at gayandongay.com/donate, which takes you to our Patreon page. And hello to all our latest patrons.
Yes, hi to Mel Lane and also Matthew Evans, who has decided to donate to the podcast, who I think is my ex-boyfriend. So great news all round.
Well, hey, it'd be a good thing if more of your exes could donate, wouldn't it? That would really fill the coffers up.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Dan, are you wearing face masks right now?
What kind of face mask?
What on earth kind of question is that? What do you mean?
Do you mean, am I like swanning off to a spa and like bathing in face masks? Or do you mean, am I wearing one when I'm going to Tesco?
No, I mean, are you wearing one when you're walking out the house because of coronavirus? The fact that your first thought was, oh, the gay person's asking me if I put face masks.
No, I was just pointing out that ridiculous. You're asking a question that...
Oh, well, he's gay, so you must mean face masks, like those...
Those things gays
put on to look fresh.
If you ask a stupid question, you're going to get a stupid answer. And you asked an unclear question, so you got an unclear answer.
There's this list of things that straight people apparently think are gay. And obviously we've seen people not wearing face masks because they think that reduces their masculinity. So I was interested to know what you thought.
This is like my all-time favourite newspaper article, is recycling gay.
Exactly.
I can't find this article that you've sent. So what is in
Leaning.
It? Leaning.
Apparently, leaning, like on a wall or against something, makes you feminine and therefore gay. Because you've got to stand up straight like a real man. Actually, I remember being at college. I guess I was 15, maybe, and I was waiting to get like an interview to get into this college. And there was this really hot guy like leaning on a wall. And I remember thinking, I wonder if he's gay. And I think it was to do with the fact that he was leaning. So is leaning a gay thing? To straight people, not lean. To straight men, not lean.
I don't think I do, because I've just got memories of teachers shouting like, the wall isn't going to fall down if you don't lean on it, and all that stuff. When I was in school, in a history lesson, I crossed my legs. These girls the other side of the room thought that was hilarious, and they were laughing for like 20 minutes. I didn't know what it was about. And then it was pointed out to me that my legs were crossed. So I then uncrossed them. And I mean, you can infer what you want from that. But the inference is, I guess, that that's either A, gay, or B, feminine. And therefore, that's amusing.
Why can't a man cross their legs? I don't understand that at all. That's actually on this list, crossing your legs. And also napping. Here's another one. I don't trust men that eat breakfast. Female trait. I guess it depends what you're eating, right? If it's sausages, then fair play. Pretty gay. We did talk about sausages before, didn't we?
Yeah.
And you said you felt uncomfortable eating them.
No, I actually didn't say that at all. What I said was, when I do eat them and say, oh, like, what a great sausage or something, somebody will laugh and make a comment. That's
See, but that this doesn't... is it. It's toxic masculinity is but everywhere.
That doesn't stop me from eating a delicious sausage sandwich.
Wahey!
Can I guess what's on this list?
Yeah.
I assume ordering wine or something is on the list. Getting the bus or something, is that on the list? Or getting the train?
You know, it's really funny you suggesting loads of things that should be on this list that you don't think, but think other people might think. It's so funny. It's like,
or like driving,
it's like
a mini or
something.
The best
get out of jail card ever. You're like, oh, I don't think this, but I bet people do think that.
Basically.
Which makes it sound like do sort of think that yourself.
No, it doesn't.
Well, where's this coming from, anyway, then? You're just tapping into the minds of other straight people and thinking, imagining what they think is gay.
Yeah, I'm very creative.
Right, So what else do you think other people, but not you, might think is gay?
Driving a small car or something.
Right, yep.
Cooking pasta or something, or eating salad.
Pasta, why? Why pasta?
Because it just is. Or ordering like a quiche or something.
A quiche. Why is a quiche gay?
Or
is it because it sounds...
Not ordering meat. Being a vegan is probably, some people's eyes, is a gay thing.
Right. Not on the list.
Or just having a starter. All of those things.
Just having a starter.
Yeah.
No, not on the list. Is that gay? Do you feel gay if you only order a starter?
Again, I don't, but...
Sure. But you think other people feel, that aren't you might?
Yeah, getting on a boat.
What?
If I want to go to Ireland, for example, and getting there via boat instead of flying, is that kind of thing?
Why on earth do you think that makes you look gay?
Because I just think people think that.
Why on earth do you not think that, but think that other people who might think like this do think that?
Because I can read people very well, so I just know.
But why would they think that was gay to get a boat?
Because of like sailors and whatever, which is
right. Okay, it's like I'm on board now.
Being on top of like home decor and stuff like that.
Home decor.
Yeah.
Do you mean home decor?
Yes, I mean same thing.
What is decor?
General upkeep of the house. Of one's house is probably gay, isn't it?
I mean, you tell me. You seem to know more about it than I do right now.
Well, I'm just guessing.
Are you sure I'm the gay one?
Cook it, just like the ability to cook and like eat healthily, that kind of thing.
Okay. Again, not necessarily on the list.
Going to Paris or something.
Going to Paris? What about the straight people that live in Paris?
Well, they're probably all gay, aren't they, according to this list?
Wow. Okay. I wish all Frenchmen were gay.
A gay and a non-gay.
So I got Karen'd the other day.
You got Karen'd?
Yeah.
What happened?
Do you know what's interesting about these kind of people, like Karen's, and also state agents or insurance companies or anyone where there's a cliche that exists, or radio presenters, to be fair, where there's a cliche that exists about that person, but that person isn't aware of that cliche, so they just act like that. I always find fascinating. If you are a bit of a Karen, would you not dial that down in this current age?
I don't know if you'd know that you're a Karen.
Yeah, I guess so. But how would you not know?
Because you're too busy being a Karen, Karening around, to realise that you are being a Karen. So
yeah,
how could you tone down being a Karen?
The setup, which is quite boring. I was going to someone's house because I use this app where I occasionally, if I've got excess food or excess shit, I just put it on there, someone will get it, and vice versa. So occasionally, like at the weekends and stuff, people will be like, oh, I've got like loads of bread, come and get it or whatever. So I was doing that. And because of the times that we live in, it's normally people just like leave it outside their house. So I went to this person's house, which is like 10 minutes around the corner. And there's like a box of food and you just go in and take what you've agreed to take. So I did that. That took 20 seconds. I'm on my way out and I turned around and I saw a woman come out of the house. So I just assumed that was the person I've been speaking to online. So I waved the sourdough that I had. I was like, thanks. Thanks a lot. And she's like, what? Why have you just dumped a box outside our house? To which I said, I haven't.
Hang on. So you're on an app where people share leftover food and a woman advertised sourdough bread on this app. So you went round to this random address and picked up a sourdough out of a box. And then as you were leaving, this is a lot. A woman waved at you or something. So you waved sourdough at this woman.
I was waving the sourdough to demonstrate that I was clearly the person from the app that was taking the sourdough. So I was just waving it to say thanks because I thought it would be rude not to.
Can I just say, this is wild to me. Like, gay people go around each other's houses for glory hole fun. You go around someone's house for a sourdough. Is this what straight people do? I'm in. I think that's amazing.
Well, look, we're in a climate crisis, so food waste is a massive problem. So if people have got excess sourdough, also sourdough is expensive. And I ain't got the time to be cooking it myself. It really is a lot of admin and not worth it. But if someone's got excess of it and they're around the corner, then obviously I'm going to go and get it because A, I get free sourdough.
I mean,
sourdough.
Listen, I don't want a podcast about you getting sourdough. Can you just tell me what happened?
I'm telling you, so I'm walking away. I've waved the sourdough in the air. I can't really hear her. It's sort of dawning on me that I'm getting Karen's. I just basically start walking away. I'm listening to my music or whatever, and I can sense that someone's shouting at me. And then I turn around and someone is shouting at me. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, here we go.
So the last time you were chased down the road, you were actually chased by a dog on BBC Radio Suffolk. It's one of my favourite moments ever.
And nothing is getting done.
Sorry, the dog going after me. I don't know what to do.
Everything okay, Dan? You sound like you're being mauled by a...
Sorry.
Everything okay, Dan?
And now you're being chased again, but this time by a sour Karen that you've been waving sourdough at.
She's like, what's going on? And here's the thing. It does sound ridiculous. Like, and it sounds like I'm making it up. I'm having to explain to an older person that there's an app that exists whereby people with excess food put it up and then I've come to collect it. That in itself sounds like bollocks, doesn't it? But it's the truth. So I said that and she's like, oh, what's the name of the person? And I said, oh, it was Sarah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I love that you had to check though.
And she says, there isn't a Sarah that lives here. She then goes with the full Karen thing, which has been, you know, well documented online, which is as follows. I know everyone that lives in this building. There's nobody called Sarah. So I then say, what do you want me to say? Because I've come around to get the sourdough. I've got the sourdough in my hand. Now I'm going. I haven't dumped a box outside your house. Why would I do that? And then she's like, can you walk with me? Because I need to go somewhere. So I start walking down the hill whilst we can continue this conversation on, because I don't, I know that I'm in the right and haven't done anything wrong. So I don't really have anything to be afraid of. I then double check the app and I said, oh, so Sarah lives in flat four. And she's like, oh yeah, Sarah in flat four. Oh, I'm really sorry. And then that was the end of it.
Wow. Thanks for joining us this week.
Shade.
Are you sure you've got the right definition there? Because I thought someone Karening, I guess you were Karened.
To me, it's somebody who's like incredibly nosy and thinks they know everything. And they are sort of projecting that onto you, even though you're in the right and they think they know everything, but they actually don't.
This description does sound like you, to be honest.
What do you mean?
I know you don't think that it does, but it does.
Why?
Well, because you do think you're in the right a lot. And there's nothing wrong with that if you are mostly in the right, which I would go as far as saying 90% of the time you are. But, you know, a lot of the time you act like you know you're in the right.
Okay, firstly, I don't chase down the street at people because there's a box outside the house that was there anyway and accuse them of dumping a box outside my house. The one thing I have done is I threw a Coke can at some morons because they threw it into my garden. So I did run around and throw it at them.
Wow, that's... I would never do that. I'd be so afraid to do that. I would think...
Why?
I'd be scared they'd come after me and attack me.
Well,
being gay.
Well, my garden is not a rubbish dump.
Right.
Well, I knew it was kids anyway. Like, no adults throw Coke cans into people's gardens, do they? So give me an example of a time when I think I'm right and I'm wrong then. Oh, you don't look like Jamie Dornan. Yeah, I know, but I never said I did.
Spill that tea.
This may or may not be getting Karened, but I feel like I've been accosted by members of the public a lot about nothing.
Is it the beard, do you think?
There's probably something to do with that, and also looking young and dressing a certain way absolutely like puts you in the firing line to get Karened.
Right. Yeah, I think because you have a beard, I think that lady Karened you because she assumed you were up to no good. And this is why it's actually a really accurate description. If you were just like wearing a suit or whatever, then I think she'd have probably just assumed, well, nothing. I think she'd have just said, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, if I was wearing a suit and pulled up in a Ferrari.
A Ferrari?
Yeah, she wouldn't think that guy in the suit and a Ferrari has just turned up at my house and dumped a box outside.
Yeah, but she might think that guy in a suit and a Ferrari really needs a shave.
We got Karened in Belfast. This is another classic situation that happens to me all the time.
Oh my God, like, outside the house.
So this situation, when James and myself made this documentary in Belfast that we talk about every week.
I know, why are we talking about that all the time at the minute?
Well, it is what it is. It's a great documentary. Check it out, BBC Sounds. But yeah, when we went to interview this guy, we got Karened on by his neighbours. And that happens to me all the time. If you turn up to somebody's house who lives... not in a city, you'll 100% get questioned by neighbours.
It was terrifying, actually, because we were just sat in the car and she just stormed out and she was like in a towel.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And told us she was in the shower. What are we doing in this neighbourhood? How dare we disrupt her shower? It was quite iconic, really, but terrifying at the same time. Speaking of sourdough, didn't your neighbour upstairs make sourdough recently?
Yes, they did, yeah.
And they just like, and they just put it in your pigeonhole?
Yeah. Well, we've got to put it somewhere, haven't they? Realistically, it's the only place you can put it.
Did they do this for everyone?
They left a note on the notice board saying, we're making loads of sourdough. We've got loads left over. Let us know if you want any.
Wow. What is going on with you in the sourdough smuggling? You seem to just get, like, free sourdough non-stop.
It's not really smuggling, is it?
I mean, have you ever bought a sourdough?
I don't generally need to because I've got my sources.
Right, your sourdough dealers. I mean, it's ridiculous. How much free sourdough have you had?
Literally hundreds of pounds worth.
How?
I use this app. Quite often it's like, people are like, oh, I've got 10 loaves of sourdough, but you need to come now. So I'll go round.
Oh my God.
Like, why would you not do that is the question.
It's just alarming, isn't it?
agree that is alarming. Like, food waste is hugely alarming.
What happened next, though?
I was enjoying the sourdough, and honestly, like, it was incredible. It was, like, the nicest thing I've ever tasted. I had to stop myself eating the whole loaf of it there and then, because it was, like, so, so good. And it was warm, and it was fresh out of the oven and all the rest of it. So I had to stop myself at half the loaf, and I didn't even put butter on it or anything. I was just ate it dry. That's when you know it's good. And then the guy texted me saying, I'm so conscious, by the way, that I'm underneath said flat right now. So they're probably listening to this. Anyway, yeah, he texts me saying, hi, Dan, hope you're well. I'm trying to start something with the bread and I was wondering how it was. Any improvements I can make? The bread was a strong white flour loaf, but I also do wholemeal. And I replied, honestly, it tasted incredible. I'm really not a bread connoisseur, so I'm not really going to make, like, I can't really make suggestions. He said, great, happy to hear you liked it. I'm looking to make some cinnamon hot buns.
Wahey!
So look out for my post downstairs at some point.
Okay, wow. Lol at I'm not a bread connoisseur, by the way. Clearly,
well, I'm not there, am I? Are you? Are you?
I mean, you're eating more than I am.
I did make a New Year's resolution probably a couple of years ago that I was going to stop eating bad bread. So
this is how you got your dealers. Is this the sourdough you were eating at the Black Lives Matter protest, by any chance?
Not from this guy, but that I would have picked that up from this app, yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. It was huge. It was the biggest sandwich I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it was good. It was amazing.
It was brilliant just to see you sit there chilling, eating your sandwich, supporting Black Lives.
Very occasionally I run out and I pick up a loaf from Sainsbury's or whatever, but most of the time I'm on top of the things. Because of lockdown and whatever, I'm on top of when the shipments are coming in, essentially. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got a guy that sorts me out on a Saturday morning, and I've got a girl on a Thursday night. So if I hit both of them, I've normally got enough for the next week, if that makes sense.
What app is this, Dan? Like, as a friend, I just want to know.
It's called Olio.
What happened to the cinnamon buns then?
They never turned up, unfortunately.
Wow. That's not okay. Do these people know what happens when Dan gets off the food and it doesn't arrive?
I didn't have any lunch. We were going to have lunch, but we decided against it because we wanted to have a pan of chocolate.
Right.
Because that was
what was offered.
And then we got there.
And not that we only go to meetings for free food, by the way.
We got there to find that there was no pan of chocolate. I just think it's so rude. It really is rude.
It is disappointing, but he was being a very generous thing anyway, so I can't complain. But I have seen him around a few times and thought, I wonder if this will prompt him to.
Why didn't you just say, like, where are the cinnamon buns?
I can't bring myself to say that.
I mean, you've definitely chilled out, though, because based on that clip we just heard, he would have gone full Karen if someone had offered you cinnamon buns and never come through.
No, I don't think I've chilled out, because I'd be annoyed if, again, somebody said, let's go for lunch, and then I got for lunch, and the person had decided, apropos of nothing, that we weren't having lunch or that they weren't having lunch. That is still incredibly annoying.
Right, okay.
There could be any number of reasons why the cinnamon buns are not forthcoming. Unless he's been putting them in the post and somebody else has been taking them, which is completely feasible.
Are cinnamon buns on the list of things Dan thinks are gay?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.